and Sandy Loam, they called it, and then rich black dirt, and then there was a red clay dirt, and there was a white clay dirt, which the white clay dirt was no good because it wouldn't grow, but now the red would grow good cotton.
Suppose it was part sand and part clay. What did you have a name for that? Sand and clay mixture and so on.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, suppose they're letting water off the marshes. You would say they are
draining them.
Okay. Did you ever hear the term draining?
Yeah, draining. They used to say draining.
Did they?
Uh-huh.
What would you call the thing that you dug for drainage, for instance?
You dug a ditch.
A ditch? Did you ever have any other names for that? Say it was bigger, for instance, or smaller.
Do you want the word canal? That's not it. We call them ditches. You dug a big ditch, a deep ditch, or a shallow ditch. They were all ditches.
Okay, what would you call the deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field that was about, say, 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
A gorge.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called anything like a gully or
they say a deep gully.
Okay. What do you call a small stream of water?
A branch.
Is there anything smaller than that?
No, a branch is just, it's nothing but a branch, which meant it was just a tiny little stream.
Trickle-like. What about, did you have a name for the running body of water that was smaller than a river but larger than a branch? Called it a creek. Did you ever call it anything like a stream or a brook or a run, anything like that?
Well, it is called that, but we call it a creek.
Are there any streams in this neighborhood around here?
Mm-hmm. Right at the back of my yard is
that
a stream. That we call that just a little stream.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't have a proper name or anything.
No,
like.
It's just a. It comes from under. Officially, I think it comes from that Fisher Lake over there, underneath the ground.
What do you call a little small rise in the land?
A little mound. Or a little hill.
Okay, is there anything smaller than that?
A little rise.
What about if one larger?
From a rise to a mound to a hill to a mountain.
Okay. So a mountain is a lot bigger than a hill.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Say, that's nothing but a little hill,
mm-hmm.
But this is a mountain.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp, what do you call that?
Usually the bluff.
Bluff?
Just drop off of a bluff.
Did you ever call it a cliff?
Yeah,
rock
cliff. A rock cliff or a bluff.
Okay. Up in the mountains.
Well, I can't do this thing.
I'll turn this off. All right. Up in the mountains where the road goes across a low place, what would you call that? Like, you got a mountain here and then a mountain here. What would you call a low place?
A valley.
Okay. Did you ever call it a gap or a pass or anything?
Mm-hmm. Gap.
Okay.